Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden made a new agreement with South Korea today that'll send nuclear submarines there for the first time in 40 years. But now he's combating questions about his age and whether he's too old to run for president again next year.
I can't even say the number. It doesn't register with me. But the only thing I can say is that one of the things that people are going to find out, they're going to see a race, and they're going to judge whether or not I have it or don't have it.
If he wins re-election, he'd be 86 by the end of his second term. And he's got more competition.
Today, I am announcing that I am a candidate for president of the United States.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson threw his hat in the ring as a Republican contender for 2024. He says he's ready to bring back common sense conservative principles. Some senators want to keep kids off social media.
They're too young to see a rated R movie. They're too young to be exposed to much of the content that is on social media and manipulating what they think, what they feel about themselves and others.
Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton says they are considering a measure that would require a minimum age verification of 13 for platforms like TikTok and parental consent for anyone under 17. A transgender lawmaker is now fighting expulsion in Montana for blasting a bill banning gender-affirming care for children. Here's CBS's Meg Oliver.
We're elected to have the hard conversations.
Zephyr says she's not apologizing for what she said, and in fact, she would say it again.
When marginalized communities who are impacted the most by legislation rise up and speak to the harm, those folks in power, particularly on the far right, do not want to be held accountable.
It's the second time in about a month the lawmaker faces expulsion for rallying around a cause. The Tennessee Three still want stronger gun laws. Big changes happening today at the Vatican, where the Pope is giving women voting power at this year's Synod of Bishops. They vote on proposals regarding the Catholic Church. Women are still banned from becoming priests or holding any major Vatican positions. The gold rush is on in California. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
$750 worth of gold right here.
That's metal detector expert Mark Dayton shaking a bowl and rattling the gold nuggets in it. He says in this historic gold country, the intense winter storms eroded rock from waterways, and it comes down really fast.
It hits the banks and washes fresh dirt right off the banks and liberates new fresh deposits of gold right into the water.
They're finding more of it now as a heat wave melts off snow. Triple digits could hit through the weekend. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Four F-35 fighter jets touched down Tuesday at Truex Field in Madison. Madison's 115th Fighter Wing is the second Air National Guard unit in the country to receive F-35s. Wisconsin's Air National Guard says ultimately 20 of the aircraft will arrive in the next year to replace the current F-16 jets. The Wisconsin DNR asking for volunteers to help collar elk calves next month. It's part of a multi-year study of the herd in Jackson County. The collected data helps the DNR understand elk movement, breeding, and survival in the state. 15 or more volunteers are needed for each survey day. The spots tend to fill up quickly. Volunteers walk through the woods in a line. Once an elk calf is found, a DNR wildlife biologist fits the animal with a GPS collar, which grows along with the calf. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
The Shah 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're coming right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to give a much deeper dive into corruption on the U.S. Supreme Court and the federal judiciary, and yes, I mean that. And let's get started. We all know about Clarence Thomas. There's a new development with Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas was the recipient of money from Harlan Crow, a right-wing billionaire. He entertained Clarence Thomas for, 20 years? Expensive vacations. Thomas said, and this is old news, we're going to go through it real quick. Thomas said, well, there's an exclusion and disclosure on financial forms when it comes to food and drink, but there specifically is not an exclusion for transportation. And the guy treats Clarence Thomas and his wife to a yacht trip around Indonesia and a lot of other expensive vacations. And every time for the week or so he's there, a bunch of right-wing billionaires show up just to be nice to him, just to be nice to him. And then, of course, it came out that Harlan Crow had bought his mom's house, which was in a tough area. It looks like he overpaid for it and put on a roof, put on a fence, gate, bunch of other stuff, and the mom still lives there. Clarence Thomas was one of the owners of the house, didn't disclose it was supposed to. He also has received compensation from different areas not disclosed, and his wife received compensation from different area and different entities not disclosed. This guy, if he were a lower court federal judge, because there's no ethics rules governing the Wisconsin, the U.S. Supreme Court, but if he were lower court, he would be in big trouble. As far as I'm concerned, he is in big trouble. But one of the things that he kept saying, it turned out not to be true, and that's the disclosure today, is that, well, I never handled a case where Harlan Crow had an interest. Well, it's just come out, that's not true. That's not true. There was a case brought by Womack Hampton Architects, LLC, and they sought $25 million from Trammell Crow, the respondent, the defendant, because they claimed that Trammell Crow, and by the way, Trammell Crow is owned by Crow Holding. We would be talking there about the Crow in question, Harlan Crow. Harlan Crow. And Harlan Crow is the, he was the Crow Holding CEO and chair of the board in 2004. In any event, there was a dispute over the use of copyrighted drawings, architect drawings. Womack Hampton lost, and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to give any further relief. Frankly, Clarence Thomas didn't disclose all the money, all of the vacations, anything else that he had gotten. And it turns out that when he said that Harlan Crow did not have any interest in any case he handled, that was false. Well, it turns out he's not alone. He's not alone. Just disclosed Neil Gorsuch. Neil Gorsuch, another right-wing Supreme Court justice, like to hang around with billionaires. It turns out Neil Gorsuch had a fishing cabin. He had a one-third interest in a fishing cabin in Colorado, and he tried to sell the thing for a couple of years. No takers. A few days after he's sworn into the Supreme Court, the CEO of a major law firm, a fellow named Brian Duffy, CEO of Greenberg Traurig Law Firm, decided suddenly he was real interested in that fishing cabin, and he bought it. And on the disclosure form by Gorsuch, it says he made between 250 and 500 grand. This is on a fishing cabin in Colorado that he hadn't been able to sell for a couple of years. But he left blank the name of the purchaser. He was supposed to put in the name of the purchaser, but he left it blank for a very good reason, because it turns out that the law firm Greenberg Traurig had 22 cases pending in the Supreme Court. And on 12 of them, Gorsuch's opinion was recorded, and he sided with Greenberg Traurig in 8 of them. They won. And one of the ones he sided on with Greenberg Traurig, the CEO's purchaser at a very high price of his fishing cabin, was one that damaged the Clean Air Act. Damaged the Clean Air Act. No disclosure by Gorsuch that the CEO of the law firm that was benefited by this had bought his fishing cabin for, I think, quite frankly, a suspiciously high price. Let me put it that way. As a result of all this, and by the way, you think it's limited to the Supreme Court? You heard of a guy named Matthew Kaczmarek. He's a Texas judge that banned the use of the abortion drug. Remember that guy? That was ultimately partially overturned in the Court of Appeals, and then the Supreme Court put a temporary hold on it. Matthew Kaczmarek, apparently, in his financial disclosure statement, had a listing that he owned about $5 million in stock in a company. But he didn't fill out the blank as what the company was. I mean, the idea is, for instance, you might say, all right, I own $1 million in stock in IBM. Okay. And it says IBM. And then you know if IBM shows up, you don't sit on their case. What good does it do to say you have $5 million in stock and let's play 20 questions about what stock it is. What stock it is. The alarming thing is that the Congress then said that they wanted to question Chief Justice Roberts, John Roberts, about ethics concerns about the Supreme Court, and he just declined. They don't want to subpoena him because the Supreme Court would rule that it's a co-equal branch of government and therefore can't be reached by them. Let me boil this down in ducks and bunnies for everybody, okay? The three branches of government. Who gets to say which branch can rule the other two unconstitutional, but nobody can rule them unconstitutional? The Supreme Court says now they can rule the executive, that's Biden, the Congress. What they do is unconstitutional, but it's not a two-way street. Is that in the Constitution? No, it's not in the Constitution. Why do they think that they can get away with this? They think they can get away with this because, I'll tell you, up until about 200 years ago, they wouldn't have thought of getting away with it. And then there was a case of Marbury v. Madison. You don't have to bother reading it. You may want to. It's an interesting case. Well, they suddenly said they could do stuff. Then you go forward to the Dred Scott decision. They suddenly say, black man isn't a human being, can't be a citizen. Nobody said that they had the power to do that. It was a civil war. Then you go to Roosevelt and they say, hey, all this economic stuff is unconstitutional because we're right-wing Republicans. He said, baloney. What I'm getting at is this. This court has said that they have the right to overturn the most basic values of our culture and society. I'm not just talking about the Dobbs decision, but in the Moore v. Harper decision, which right now they may slightly punt because they're afraid, they would take away your right to vote for president. Who the hell said that six tarantulas, two of them financially corrupt, with no support in the Constitution, say that you can take away, they can take away your right to vote for president? And they're very sneaky about it. And I say that advisedly, because all they're going to say is, well, the gerrymandered legislatures that we enable because we got rid of most of the Voting Rights Act, they're the ones that will get rid of your right to vote, and we won't stop them. Do you see when I say that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet what I mean? This all is the appearance of law. The Supreme Court can do certain things because we've consented to it, because for 200 years, except for Dred Scott and some of their work during the New Deal, basically Brown versus Board of Education, Baker v. Carr, New York Times versus Sullivan, they've done some needed things. They are corrupt. Two of them are financially corrupt, at least two that we know of. They do not have the power to do this. When English judges tried to do it to the colonies in 1775 and 6, the Minutemen at Lexington and Concord knew what to do. And when the Dred Scott decision came down and the Supreme Court tried it again, Abraham Lincoln knew what to do. I don't want to have to do that kind of stuff anymore. Be aware of all of this. We go to the lines. Adrian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Adrian?
Hey, Matt, when it comes to the subject of corruption on the Supreme Court, I don't think we can ever forget year 2000, Bush versus Gore. And Clarence Thomas was in on that one, too. When the Supreme Court ruled that Al Gore requesting a recount under Florida law somehow violated the constitutional rights of George Bush. They had to twist logic so hard to come to that result that is, the decision is just astonishing. And to answer your question about who said they had the right to declare congressional acts unconstitutional, the answer, as you know, is they did in Marbury versus Madison.
Right. 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 Adrian, you put your finger on it. Look, here's what's going on, and this has been a useful fiction for 200 years, but it's no longer useful. Not after Dobbs and not after Moore v. Harper. It's no longer useful. They say in Marbury v. Madison, which is, what, 1803, it's a little over 200 years ago, that they suddenly had rights that weren't in the Constitution. And people sort of put up with it because they didn't press it too hard. In Dred Scott, they really pressed it hard, and Abraham Lincoln took care of business. He took care of business. And Roosevelt took care of business in the 30s. But they were necessary for things like Brown versus Board of Education, Baker v. Carr, Brown versus Board of Education, equality of, separate but equal is no longer any good. Baker v. Carr, one man, one vote. New York Times versus Sullivan, First Amendment protections for the media. They are turning around, and they have no power to do it. And that has got to be emphasized to everybody who's listening to this broadcast. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 32. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 62. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Lows around 41. Tomorrow night, upper 50s. Friday, with a chance for scattered showers. Turning cooler Saturday, with highs in the upper 50s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you what, I'm going to finish up on that last segment and go to a new one, and I'll tell you what. Some people ask, well, what do you mean, Matt, they can take away your right to vote for president? That's because they are pushing a thing called the independent legislature theory. Now that they have gotten rid of most of the Voting Rights Act and they have gerrymandered legislatures in place in the swing states, now they're saying, in a clause in the Constitution, that the legislatures are the ones, not the people, who pick the presidential electors. We talked about this before, very briefly, I'm going to go over it again. The Constitution says that the legislatures will pick the U.S. senators and the presidential electors. And then a little over 100 years ago, we had such corrupt and incompetent and stupid senators that Fighting Bob La Follette and the progressive movement rammed through that there would be direct election of U.S. senators. But they didn't do it for president because they thought no one had the guts to take that vote away from us. Well, now they are going to in Moore v. Harper. You heard it here. The independent legislature theory. And the only way it works is if you have crooked legislatures like ours right here in Wisconsin, a crooked Republican majority, a gerrymandered Republican majority, thanks to the stripping away of most of the Voting Rights Act. You see what I mean when I talk about fascism creeping in on little cat's feet? Well, now I'm going to hit another topic, and then I'm going to go to the lines. Do not hang up. Tommy, you think that the Supreme Courts are the only narcissistic nuts that are hurting this country? Well, look again. There's 100 senators, 100 U.S. senators. One of them is Tommy Tuberville, Ponzi Tommy Tuberville. He was involved in a crooked financial company. His partner got nailed. He went through him and he said, hey, I don't know what's going on. He said, he almost said this, I am too dumb to know securities law. And they bought it. And now he's in the U.S. Senate. He just has put a hold on 180 flag officers, admirals and generals, until there is a Department of Defense change so that servicemen and women or servicewomen are not going to be able to have access to abortions. He is blocking the promotion of the military officers, our delegates to NATO, to the EU, to the Commander-in-Chief of the 7th Fleet, several other fleets. Let me tell you something. In the Navy, there are a lot of Southern guys on my ship, and they were the best shipmates. They were terrific guys. We worked together. We stood watch together, went on liberty together. Excellent guys. They can't possibly be putting up with this. Some of them are from Alabama. Where Tommy Tuberville is from. I haven't seen any evidence that the guy ever served in the military. Hey, Tuberville, If one of your lackeys and running dogs is listening, have them call me and tell me about your military service. I'm not seeing it come up. Who the hell are you? And when I say he blocks them, what they go is they say, I block him. And they go, then he can insist on like 3 weeks of debate on every officer. If you had 3 weeks of debate on 180 flag officers, if I am Biden, he's the commander in chief, I would just put them into their positions as acting. But they wouldn't get their pay raise. Why are the 100 senators, they're so concerned about their prestige and vanity that they say this is okay? Democrats and Republicans, where are you? Why don't you say that this Ponzi thief, Tommy Tuberville, doesn't even belong at large, doesn't belong in the U.S. Senate? You're letting him get away with this? These rules, why don't you just overrule them? We have a majority. Why is this never discussed? Why is one hack like this permitted to block our military representation in NATO and the EU? All right, we're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, you're first. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Well, thank you so much for all the information, and I hope people are taking notes and learning, and then also, researching on their own, because I think they're going to find out a lot, especially all the evidence that's coming out of what they were doing behind the scenes to attack democracy, steal the election.
Right.
But anyway, this is an attack on our country by these people.
Right.
They're undermining the court system. They're undermining all of the structure that we have that make us America and a democracy through lies, deception, schemes. I mean, these schemes are coming out. These people shouldn't even be allowed on the steps of the Capitol. This is the highest honor that anybody could be endowed with. And we used to be able to trust the people that, that represented us. And we used I'm shocked, Matt, at the zero Republicans that are coming out to bat for America. And that guy from Wisconsin, I forget his name, the one that's in the military everybody keeps hoping for. Heck, he was in on one of those
Gallagher. I think you're thinking of the Gallagher.
You know what I mean? His name was on there as a speaker, Gallagher. His name was, and I called him earlier. He wasn't fighting for democracy. He's not going to help change anything. So we might as well just stick throw that in the garbage can, his name, because he is not going to help our country. So thanks a lot, Matt, for bringing this to our attention, and people need to really pay attention to this, because the only people that can do anything is us and our vote. So keep us educated. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Jean. Great call, as always. We have about a minute to a break, and there's others on the line. I'm taking you in order. Do not hang up. I don't want to, jam you into 50-second type thing. We have a very brief break, but I will finish up by saying this. And this is a statement to all 100 senators, Democrat and Republican. What the hell are you doing? Letting one hack block 180 flag appointments and the commander-in-chief of the 7th Fleet, the 5th Fleet, and our representation in NATO in the EU? What the hell are you doing just to serve your own worthless vanity? All right, we're going to a break. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. is sending nuclear submarines to South Korea in a show of force against North Korea. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The U.S. military at least will park its submarines there in South Korean ports to try to deter the North Koreans. Now, they've responded saying that's a dramatic escalation. They're not happy about it.
It's a response to the North's increased missile testing. Senators are now cracking down on social media and considering a ban for kids under 13. Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton.
It requires social media companies to verify the age of their users and raises the verification standard above the standard of clicking, yes, I'm 18.
That is Hawaii Democrat Schatz. And transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr could be booted from Montana state legislature for slamming a new bill on gender-affirming care.
When I stand up and speak on a bill like that, I speak in defense of my community, and I speak with real-world experience on what kind of harm these bills bring.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man wanted for questioning in a Madison murder has apparently left the country. A woman was found dead outside a strip mall Monday. Police say the man took their 6-year-old daughter with him. The FBI has been called in to help. Republican lawmakers are trying again to put people in Wisconsin to work by tightening unemployment requirements and cutting benefits. The state assembly passed 8 such bills yesterday. Republican John Mocco.
We have to get folks back to work. And the answer can't simply be more free stuff.
The bills now go to the Senate. Governor Evers says he'd veto them. In sports, it's win or go home when the Bucks host Miami in playoff action tonight. Today, the Brewers try to stop a sweep by Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. Andy, what's in your mind today?
Well, I think Clarence Thomas, who's been a Supreme Court justice for over 30 years, I think his days of being beyond reproach are closing in, because I don't think the media is going to let go of this without further investigation about, you know, what he's been involved in. And there's already enough incriminating stuff to question. What can be done about it, I don't really know, without, you know, there's really, you know, there basically is no setup to keep these guys in check. And so it's a bad situation. As far as that guy out of Alabama being able to hold up nominated people for the Department of Defense, everything, it's ridiculous how one person, you know, without any real reasoning can really do that. And so, it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of everything else by the Biden administration to get beyond this. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Andy, thanks for those comments. Very, very good comments. With regard to Clarence Thomas, he has been on there over 30 years, and he's young enough he could be on 20 more, 50 years of corruption. And he's the guy that has the worst votes every time for anything that it comes from stripping the freedoms in our culture, every time. And when it comes to Tommy Tuberville, here's what's happened. These senators, regardless of party, are narcissists, and they get together and they go, any one of us can do whatever he wants. Any one of us can do whatever he wants. And the way they do is very sneaky. They say, all right, you want to stop and our ambassador, you want to stop our general or admiral who's attached to NATO? All you got to do is said, I have a hold on him. You can overturn that hold by 3 weeks of debate. But there are 184, it's actually over 180. It's about 184 flag officer. For some reason, not just cabinet officers and not just heads of agencies, but even anybody being promoted to a high officer position has to be approved by the Congress. You are letting people who would betray the United States weaken our military power. Tuberville's one of them. This plays into Russian hands. This plays into Chaicom hands, the Kamiruskis, the Norks. It plays into communism. These people are weakening us. They know that we will not have a commander-in-chief of the 7th Fleet, which is the Pacific Fleet. The fleets have odd and even numbers. Anything in the Atlantic or the Mediterranean has an even number. So the fleet in guarding our shores is the 2nd Fleet in the east, and then the 6th Fleet in the Mediterranean. I was attached to the 6th Fleet. In the Pacific, the 3rd Fleet and the 7th Fleet, and the 3rd Fleet, and now we have fleets in the Indian Ocean and everywhere else. They need admirals. They need leaders. The Army needs generals. So does the Marine Corps. So does the Air Force. You can have Tuberville sit back and say, you can have them, but you have to give me 3 weeks of debate. There are only 52 weeks in a year. There's 184 of these guys. 184 of them. And by the way, you couldn't talk about anything else, and then they want to take a long lunch. They're narcissists, and they're not. He's not alone. There's 100 of them. You tell your senator, what the hell are you doing tying up the Senate so one traitor can weaken our military? It's not right. We're going to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Another Andrew. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's in your mind today?
It's the Andy hour, isn't it, Matt? Anyway, one of the biggest problems with the Senate is the leader of the Democrats in the Senate. He is virtually useless. He has no spine, no mouth, doesn't say anything about all this. You know, and there are some other ones that have big mouths that could be doing something. Elizabeth Warren. I mean, you can't talk much louder than that lady. And then Bernie Sanders. You know, come on, people. I didn't hear about any of the Democrats going after Joe Manchin for being on Sean Hannity's show. Was it last night or the night before? And the terrible stuff that he was saying? Good Lord. And as far as the Supreme Court, the Republicans are never going to do anything about the Supreme Court because, they want to stop two-year-olds from having their sex changed. They want as many books torn off the library shelves as possible. They want to end all this trans and gay and everything whatever they're going after this month. So, no, nothing. It's not going to get done. None of this is going to get done. Ye of little hope over here.
Here's the thing, Andrew. I don't see
a good future.
You know, you're raising some points. I got to respond to that. Number one, I'm a Democrat. And so Elizabeth Warren and Bernie, these are my people. But I want to hear more out of them. The problems are the Republicans. It goes from Cruz. It goes for this guy, Tuberville, is one of the worst, Josh Hawley. And the problem is the Republicans, but the Democrats are not standing up. I agree with that. They've got to speak out about this. Somebody on the Democratic side has got to say, we're not going to put up with treason. You see what I'm saying? We're not going to put up with some hack, some clown saying we can't send a flag officer to NATO. We're just not going to do it. And when it comes to the Supreme Court, what's happened is they've gotten to Gorsuch and they've gotten to Clarence Thomas. They have them in the bag. It turns out with Gorsuch, this fishing cabin in Colorado, he didn't own it by himself. He owned it with two other people who are the main representatives of other billionaires. This is all very incestuous. And then this guy from Greenberg Traurig comes in, and right after he is sworn into the Supreme Court, so they know they got him nailed down, he offers them money for a cabin they weren't able to sell. And he makes between 200 and 500 grand, and he only owned a third of it. You know, we're not talking Aspen skiing here, okay? I mean, and so, and he doesn't disclose the purchaser. Why didn't he disclose the purchaser? Because the purchaser's law firm had 22 cases before the Supreme Court, and in 12 of them, he was on in time for his name to be recorded, and the guy, the purchaser, won 8 of them. And one of them really damaged the Clean Air Act. That's why. Okay? And when it comes to Clarence Thomas, they have the hook in his cheek so deep it isn't even funny. This vacation with billionaires every time. There's not a single case that Clarence Thomas has handled in 30 years that went against the right wing. Not a single case. And he was in his 40s when he was appointed. He is, some of these guys go to 90. 20 more years of this guy? This isn't right. And the Chief Justice won't even testify and says he'd block any subpoena because he's a Chief Justice. Who the hell is he? Nowhere in the Constitution does it give them the right to do any of the stuff they're doing. They're doing it by consent because over time, especially in the last 100 years, Brown versus Board of Education, Baker v. Carr, New York Times versus Sullivan, they've done useful things. But now we have Bush v. Gore that basically stopped the counting of the people's votes, and it turned out that Gore had won Florida, and he'd won the popular vote nationwide by 300,000. They simply picked a president back then. And then they've said now that corporations are people and they can spend billions of dollars on elections. They are now about to strip you of your right to vote for president. I don't know how often I can say that. And they've done it because what they've done is rigged the swing states by getting rid of much of the Voting Rights Act. So you have gerrymandered legislatures. And when Voss decides that he's the one with the power to pick the electors, it's not going to matter what the election said. It's a beauty contest. Wake up. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. The Supreme Court is now corrupt, along with the GOP. The senator from Alabama, that's just a terrible thing. That's against our national defense, period.
Right.
But I want to mention, I just want to mention what McCarthy has done now. He wants to balance the budget on the backs of the veterans and the people that are receiving Medicaid. That's just, now the whole congressional delegation in this state is on board with what he's doing because of the ethanol, of course, which we need that also. But it's just, this is all bad because this debt was already incurred by them and Trump, and now they want to screw around with it and they're on board. So, McCarthy, you're just a horrible person also. Well, thanks, Matt, and great show today. Bye.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head. Kevin McCarthy, what he's doing is in this debt limit, and I'll go to the line in a second, but just remember a couple of things. Trump put $7 trillion with a T onto our debt. $7 trillion. It was something like $21 trillion when he came in, and when 7 years later, he goes to $28 trillion. Okay, now it's up to about $31 trillion because of the pandemic and defense and the Ukraine war and a lot of other things. Okay, so this money has already been voted on and approved by Congress, signed off by the president. It's not a question of this money can be rescinded. It's already been approved and bonds were issued. Debt was incurred to pay for it. Now McCarthy's saying we need a second vote to say, are we going to pay the bill? We're one of the few countries in the world that does it that way. Moscow Mitch, whom I never cite for anything good, came up with an idea that's a good idea. he said that the debt limit should be able to be increased by the president because it's for money already approved by Congress, unless two-thirds of the Congress opposes it. In other words, something really crazy or corrupt is going on, then the Congress will stop it. Makes a lot of sense. And this guy wants to reverse spending that's already been approved to 2022 levels. He wants to reverse it. That would be the defense budget would go down by something like $80 billion. Medicaid, everything else. Everything else would go down. Any expenditure would go down. And this is a start. Then he says no more money for the IRS. Rescind that for the new forensic accountants and lawyers who are going to catch the tax cheats and put some of them in jail and get tens and hundreds of billions. Some estimates are close to $1 trillion in revenue, which is being stolen. The Republican Party today is a clear and present danger to the United States. It is a clear and present danger to the United States. Is that true of every Republican? No. Republican voters are Americans just like me and you. So they decide to vote Republican. It's not their fault. It's the leadership. It's the assemblymen and the state senators in the Republican caucus. It's the congressmen and the senators. And are there exceptions? Yes. Liz Cheney is terrific. Adam Kinzinger is terrific. There's a few others that are terrific. But the rest of them will sit by and stick a knife in the United States. Never forget that. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's just like Hamilton closed out the Federalist Papers. There are people that are they're enemies of a general national government, any possible shape. I mean that, Gorsuch. I mean that loans, the extra emoluments he's got, Clarence Thomas. I mean, and Brett Kavanaugh for the gambling debts that got paid off. It's ridiculous. Here's three men that are who knows who they owe something to. And look at Anthony Kennedy, who left the Supreme Court because they're threatening his son over possible misdeeds. Here, this guy resigns, and they replaced him with Gorsuch, I think, who is clearly corrupt. I mean that Kennedy was not corrupt himself, but I think they're probably threatening his son. That it is just ridiculous that it's supposed to be based on good behavior. And we have three justices at least that are not exhibiting good behavior. Because my guess is that Sam Alito is probably just as corrupt as the other three. That I mean it is that's in the Constitution that during times of good behavior, and these guys have clearly misbehaved and they need to be removed. I mean
Right. I agree with you, and I think that they should be removed. And I can also tell you this, that the Constitution doesn't say they serve for life. They serve during good behavior, and that was discussed by the Founding Fathers, and they differentiated that from for life. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
the manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 32. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 62. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 41. Chance for scattered showers Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll write the lines in order. Do not hang up. Mary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mary?
Hi, Matt. I think it's kind of funny that Kevin McCarthy is trying to cut Medicaid. I mean, doesn't the public realize that Medicaid covers long-term nursing home fees for elderly people who make less than, what, $2,700 a month? Well, I mean, there's a lot of elderly people living in nursing homes on Medicaid. Medicaid subsidizing their nursing homes. You start cutting back on Medicaid, and all those grandmothers and grandfathers are going to have to move back in with their kids.
That is a terrific point. And that has got to, let me emphasize that again. My wife is from Greene County, Monroe area, and I've been down there a fair amount. They have some nursing homes down there. And I believe in one of their nursing homes, an enormously high percentage of the people are paid by the government, Medicaid. And I want to say in the 90%, I mean, virtually everybody. Now, if you cut it, and here's the other thing, Mary, what they're doing, believe it or not, is they're not only cutting it in this new proposal, but they're adding a work requirement for health care. Now, you know, there is a work requirement for unemployment comp. You have to apply for other jobs and show that you did and all that. But work requirement for health care frequently is you need the health care because you're not able to work. I mean, people in nursing homes are frequently mostly elderly, some of them with dementia. I mean, some of them with a lot of serious things. It is absolutely absurd to have a work requirement, and then you may have a waiver if somebody can't, and then you're going to have fact-finding. You're going to have hearing examiners. You know, can this guy work or not work? Why are we doing all of that? Why are we doing all of that? You hit the nail on the head. Most people may not know this, but the truth of the matter is that Medicaid is not just simply medical attention to able-bodied people who could work, and many of them are looking for jobs, but they have no health care. They're human beings. But elderly people in nursing homes have no ability to work. Not really. And they can't afford a nursing home is very expensive. What McCarthy is doing, in my judgment, and with the right wing of the Republican Party, is they know this is not going to pass. It won't even pass the Senate, and Biden would veto it. They want to put the monkey on Biden's back. They want to go, okay, here we came up with something. You vetoed it. Thank God, they'll say, because many of these people represent districts where they would just savage the entire system of elderly folks in their area, and they'll blame it on Biden and hope people forget the details. That's what's going on, Mary, but thank you very much. That was a really, really important point. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Hi, I want to add to your outrage and to Mary's outrage by pointing out that Joe Biden put in his budget an increase in the tax audit program. McCarthy wants to cut that out as part of this debt ceiling approach that he has. That would add $114 billion to the deficit. At the same time, he wants to cut, as you and Mary have pointed out, health coverage, but in addition, food assistance and support for low-income families with kids. It's called temporary assistance for needy families, TANF. And that cut would be $120 billion. So the $114 billion is saved by the tax cheats would pay for the cut that you and Mary have just expressed your outrage of, which costs $120 billion. And that's only this year's program, according to McCarthy, because he would raise the debt ceiling only until March 31st of 2024, and then we would be back in the situation of doing this all over again. Thank you very much, Matt.
Yeah, no, Bill, that's a very, very good point. What is going on, I think, is fraudulent. He doesn't expect that this would happen. And one of the problems for him is he can only lose four votes. If he loses five Republican votes, any votes, this thing ain't going through. And there are a number of people in the Midwest and the South who have gone to him privately and they said, now, wait a minute. You know, some of these cuts, they sound good on paper, but I'll tell you what that's going to do to folks. I represent a district with a lot of folks of a moderate to low income, and they're going to get screwed by this thing. And now he's trying to keep them in line. I think chickens are going to come home to roost. Excellent point, Bill. Thank you. And Mary, thank you. And the final thing is I want to emphasize Mary's point. Bill's point is that by getting rid of the audits, the tax cheats will cost us 100-some-odd billion. Mary's point is that there's a lot of old folks, basically our grandparents and parents, who are in assisted living, and it's paid for by Medicaid. It really is. I can tell you that there are assisted living facilities in counties in Wisconsin, and I think Greene County is one of them, where if they got rid of Medicaid assistance, you know what would happen? It would go out of business. They couldn't possibly deal with it. So anyway, thanks for the calls. One quick point, Trump has announced today he won't engage in primary debates in the Republican primary. He blasted the Republican National Committee. Here's what he said, quote, when you're leading by seemingly insurmountable numbers like me, and you have networks with angry Trump and MAGA hating anchors asking the questions, why subject yourself to being libeled and abused? This is what the clown said. That means that in August, we think we're having a debate here. It's going to be a debate between Nikki Haley and Pence, and both of them are behind Vivek Ramaswamy in Wisconsin, the Republican primary. You never heard of Vivek Ramaswamy? I'm not talking about Ro Khanna of California. I'm talking about Vivek Ramaswamy. Nobody ever heard of anybody. The point of the matter is they're a sad bunch, and they only have Trump, and he knows it, and he's going to stick it to him. I'll stick it to him real good. Listen, this has been a great show, and great call-ins, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Get ready for a great show, The Devil's Advocate. Devil's Advocate is coming up. I'm signing off for today. But I stand my ground and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery, where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.